Grandma, to the podcast.
Hi, honey. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
This is Rebecca.
Oh, this is Rebecca, yeah. Some people like to call me Rebecca.
Okay. What's going on?
Nothing really, just like tired. I'm just tired and I'm cold and I'm sick of being cold and I want to move to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. No, not Hawaii.
Why is that? That's all I want to do. What else is there to do? I could try.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. My balance is a little off, so I don't really know, but I could try. I doubt it's boring. Is it boring to live here? Sometimes.
Well, right now, yeah, because you can't do anything.
But there's nothing to do.
On a regular basis,
you don't think they have those in Hawaii? It's not like the jungle. Civilization. Well, yeah, that's... No, they went to Greece. Oh, I don't know. I feel like it's a pretty, like, typical honeymoon spot. Like, it's kind of like the basic honeymoon spot. Yeah, that's, like, nowhere. Like, where, I don't know. I don't know where there is to go where there's no tourist. That's people want to go to.
Right, I'd have to think about it.
Like, maybe climb the Himalayan mountain. But still, I think tourists do that.
I think they do, too.
Like. I mean. Just the people in Florida, like, they're crazy.
They're crazy all
over. Yeah, but Florida is like, okay.
That way, don't go to Miami for the old people. Unless it's someplace where they're just, you know, young people, like your age.
Like, there should be a section on the news. Like, when you turn on the news in the morning, it should be called Today in Florida, or what this Florida man did today, because there's always something. Some Florida man is always doing something crazy. Yes.
I have heard that.
What? To turn on the TV? Yeah. I want somebody to tell me where I belong, you know? I'm putting in today's date. Wait, what's the date? Let's see. I put in Florida Man 2/10/21. Florida Man. Oh, no, wait. This is here. 2 days ago. Florida Man sentence in Giuliani related fraud case. Oh, that's not exciting. Oh, a Florida man accused of threatening to assassinate President Trump. Oh, well, whatever. Lots of people do that. I wanted something more exciting, like... Nothing exciting. Well, that's... Wow, well, there we go. See? Crazy things happen in Florida. Gotta be Florida. Where else are there gators?
I think there's gators all over there.
Gators. I don't know. Well, exactly. Another reason why I shouldn't move to Florida, gators. I feel like you've been watching the show Heartland for years. No, I feel like you've been watching it for years. What? 14 seasons?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh my gosh, endless content. Yeah, I think you'd do great with the cowboys all around you, Grandma. Like, that's your aesthetic. We need to get you there. What state is that? Is that Montana?
Montana.
That's where we should go. Montana. Yeah, well, yeah, you gotta get to the grocery store. Sure, why not? They got horses? Do they? I think they just have horses. They have Uber. They have Uber, but it's just a horse. we're great. Yeah, I don't think he would want to move to Montana. So, I really rethink that. They could have those in Montana. No, I want to be warmer. Connecticut is cold. Colder.
Right?
Yes, colder. I must be warmer.
Now, what are you going to do this weekend? It's Valentine's Day.
We're going to Pennsylvania to the Hotel Wayne in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. Sounds uninteresting, but it shall be interesting. Honesdale was very popular in the 1800s because it was a what do you call, like, a railroad trading hub. So they have, like, all these historical sites for, and you can ride the railroad. So we're gonna go on the railroad. That's gonna be fun. Yeah, we're gonna sneak booze on the railroad. Very true. Yeah, I haven't been. Yeah. It's in a gorge, so it's a hotel, and the restaurant is in the hotel, and it's in a gorge. So a gorge is a waterfall. So the hotel is, like, in the side of, like, the mountain. In the waterfall.
Okay. So you're
gonna have dinner there? Yes. But that's very cool because it's a waterfall. And you're just like, how many times do you dine next to a waterfall? Like,
I think it'll be beautiful.
I've done it twice. Yeah.
Good. And you're gonna go to the historical town.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to go on the train. There's a few breweries, you know. The whole town. Yes, we will have fun, I think. I think we will have fun. I don't have anything to wear, though. Like, I've been struggling. I don't know. So I cleaned out my closet. Upon the advice of many, I decided to clean out my closet, I made the decision and I went forward with the plan in December. And it took me weeks. It took me like 5 weeks. I cleaned out my closet and I threw out 8 garbage bags full. Well, I donated 8 garbage bags full of clothes and shoes and crap. And right, that I didn't want, that didn't fit, that whatever. And now I just discovered that everything I kept, I also hate. So I don't know what to do. Should I just throw out all my clothes and start over? No, and that's the thing. I went to a store the other day and they had like absolutely nothing. I found like one dress. Well, it's way too cold for that. Oh yeah, my shiny pants. No, those are my new pants. My shiny pants. I could wear my shiny pants. I want to wear something like new though, you know? Like I want to like, I don't know. It's just that this is like my only plans for like the next, for how, who knows when I'll be leaving the house again. So I'm just really excited and I want a new outfit, but I can't find one. What are you talking about? I left my room like almost spotless the other day. I literally don't know what you're talking about because I cleaned my room on Friday and it was spotless and I put all my laundry away and that is, you are seeing ghosts of my closet. Clothes of my closet past have come to haunt you. I don't know. Do you have any tips for, you know, like revamping an outfit maybe?
Do you have a red sweater?
Yeah, I know. I don't. Okay, I actually have a dark red sweater dress that's cute, but it's like, it's kind of short, too short now.
Why too short? Did it shrink?
I kind of grew a little. But, like, that's what I mean. Like, a lot of my old clothes, like, I just don't like to dress like that anymore because I'm, like, not 17. No, see, I kept it. But what if I, like, made it a shirt? No. I don't like tunics. I don't know. How do you cut sweater material? Do you sew it? No, I don't like that. I don't like that vibe. That's like very 2007 Rebecca. Very 7th grade Rebecca. The tunic with the legging. Well, it looks good on you, Grandma. You pull off the tunic well. Yeah, well, your age group is a little behind sometimes with the fashions. You're always ahead of the curve. Well, you're fashionable, but some of your friends, I don't know.
Sometimes I wear a long earring to feel a little more festive.
A longer earring. Yes, a sexy earring. Okay. Good idea, good idea. Oh my gosh. I love leopard, let me tell you. I got my leopard pajamas. Leopard. No. See, that's the only thing I buy these days. It's pajamas. Because I don't leave the house. Yeah, but I don't care about what I look like when I work. These people, the people. That's true. My gosh. There's too many outfits for me to think of. Yes. How to pack with grandma? Yeah, I can never fit anything in my suitcase. So, yeah, you can't find anybody to help you do that. Yeah, they definitely would help you. I mean, I don't know. The other. I don't know. Well, I bought something. And then I bought a red dress. And then I went home, and you can't try anything on in the dressing room anymore. So I went home and I tried it on, and it looked like a ice skating costume. Like it just was like really like it reminded me of an ice skating outfit. Like, you know, the ice skaters, they wear like the little dresses with like the little skirts. Like, yeah. It wasn't good. Because I couldn't try it on, so well, yeah, but it was like I thought it was gonna be, yeah. I thought it was gonna look different. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah, it wasn't, no. It was like, yeah, no. Yeah, I need something more mature. I just need a personal shopper. Because I hate shopping. Mystique Boutique. Well, it's just so close. Yeah, but sometimes they have like more mature stuff. A sparkle. No. I'm not so much into the sparkle, you know? I got red nails. That's, yeah, that was the start. Yeah. I don't know. I look. I'm gonna look through my closet tonight. Maybe something will pop out at me. Definitely not. I don't know. I'm just hyper focusing. You know when you're just like, yeah.
You're thinking too much. Just be happy that you're going out. Be happy you have a boyfriend and want to take you somewhere. I'm gonna go out to dinner. always have something that you can wear. That's lovely.
Yeah, you're right. I'll find something for my shiny pants to wear with, maybe. So like when I say I'm going to go home and look in my closet for something to wear, like my is all encompassing of my whole house. So my, it's like, right. Yeah, I'm going to. That's okay. They love me. They don't have any, I doubt they'd have anything that I would want to wear. Well, no, not like, no. I mean, yeah, no, I don't think that they would have anything.
How is your job? Is any more coronaviruses going around?
Nope, not recently.
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. That's good news.
Yeah, knock on wood.
Yes. Oh, God, that was horrible.
Yeah, I know. That was terrible. You can take as many as you want, I think. I mean, no, it's just scary. So I just wear my mask though and, hope people don't get too close to me. Seriously. The construction job, not necessary. I mean, it's windows and whatever. They install things in the house. It's, yeah, they install all different, like, windows, doors, siding, all that crap. No, they don't tile bathroom floors. it's, you know, it's whatever.
Right.
It's fine.
How is
he likes his job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which car are you taking up to go to?
Oh, not my car. Yeah, my car hasn't left, Long Island yet, so. No, I'm sure I'll take it to Connecticut eventually. It's just, you know, we're not ready yet. I don't have an easy pass, you know, so I can't really go anywhere. Actually, he doesn't have an easy pass either. He just gets... No, because I'd like to get an easy pass if I'm gonna like pay for tolls, but he just gets them, like he just goes through them and then they just bill him in the mail, which is just such an extra, like that's such a process. Like I would forget. No, it's not more money. It's just that I would forget. I don't think so. Hmm. Yes, that's true. He wants to wait for the bill for the tolls to come in the mail, be my guest.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't care. I had to watch the Super Bowl with Louie. That's like... No, it was like really boring. Like, yeah, I could tell it was boring. That's how boring it was.
Did he enjoy it?
No, he thought it was boring.
Good.
I mean, I guess he had. I mean. Mahomes. Oh my gosh. Louis' grandma, I was like. She's like, oh my God, I love that Patrick Mahomes. I was like, oh yeah, you think he's cute? She's like, oh my God, I would ruin him. I was like, Jesus. Well, Louis' grandma does. He's definitely... he's not little. I mean, I don't think... Why? What do you mean? Like, does that scandalous? They're just trying to instill sympathy. Well, yeah, maybe he doesn't want to marry her.
Then don't announce it.
Maybe they're excited. Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, you know, he's very young. I think he's like 25. But you know, Grandma, I think they'll be okay. I think they probably have enough money to support that baby, so they don't want to get married. It's fine. Maybe they can't get married during the football season, and then there was COVID before that. Like, maybe they just, like, not ready to get married. Yeah, well, you know, poor Patrick Mahomes. He wanted to get married, and then... yeah, well, now he lost the Super Bowl, and, you know... That kind of sucks. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, maybe he'll win when Tom Brady retires, but not any time before that. No, I feel like he never will. Yeah, it's a little selfish. Like, why don't you let somebody else win? And you know what else? I never realized that his voice is so odd. Like, I was listening to him have an interview the other day, and you're like, I guess I never heard him speak before. This, like, humongous man, football player, like, yeah. Like, so cute, and then he has, like, this squeaky voice, and you're like, whoa. That's... Well, yeah, I guess that's all that matters. But it was just so odd. He seems like a 3-kid dad. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, who? I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, all professional athletes are arrogant. Yeah. I mean, I find a lot of, like, pretty sure he's arrogant. They're all arrogant. All famous people are arrogant. Why wouldn't they be? Yeah, but they're all arrogant. Even if they don't seem arrogant to you on the TV screen, they're definitely arrogant. Yeah, like, they think they're hot shit. Oh, so many, like, frozen foods like I don't even remember. Yeah, we went to Trader Joe's. We got like mozzarella sticks and no. Yeah. Meatless meatballs. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Realize we didn't eat the Trader Joe's pizza bites. Pizza bagel things. I was excited for it. Didn't eat those though. We had buffalo. I don't know what it's made of, but it's good. We had buffalo cauliflower. Yeah, just some, you know. Yeah. No, she wasn't there. Yep. But it was fun. Eating and drinking. I mean, it's I'm all in for the snacks. That's what I'm there for. Seriously. Yeah. She never made potato skins before? I feel like she'd be a potato skins person. And I feel like she definitely has made potato skins before. She's a liar. She's a liar. You went with it? Nice. He can count? How old is he? Like two? That you can, they can count at two? That is crazy. Wait, does he talk? Do 2 year olds talk? Do 2 year olds talk?
He talks.
I didn't know, like, they talked so young.
He talks a lot.
Oh my gosh. I know nothing about children. Yeah, I just didn't know, like, they start talking so young. Like, I feel like I need, like, a little bit more time before they start talking, like. Oh. Aw. Aw. Wow.
As we get down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go for my coronavirus vaccine. March 12th.
Good for you.
I'm gonna start getting cured.
Are you excited?
Well, I'm happy to get it and start the procedure or not having to worry so much about getting the coronavirus. Not that I have had it.
Well, I don't know. There's like a certain, I don't really know how next year is going to go. It's like a certain, they want to vaccinate a certain amount of people before they go back to normal life. but it seems like things are going slower than they anticipated. So we'll see. But I heard that they're going to open up the vaccine to, like, everybody on the 15th. I don't know if that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah, I think, yeah. Yeah, I think by the, like, fall, like, we'll be good. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. That was like, well, when we had your birthday, that was like right before everything like popped off again. Well, yeah. Well, they're old, Grandma, you know? Let them stay in their houses. You should stay in your house, too.
I am in my house.
You're not allowed to leave.
Huh?
You're not allowed to leave.
What?
Not allowed to leave.
I couldn't
Yeah, but there's nothing exciting happening anywhere. Like,
I know. There's nothing going on. No, really nothing is going on at all.
No. Yeah. What? Oh my gosh, poor guy. He just was doing his job. All right. Like, all right. I understand the concern. I'm a little confused and a little concerned. Why is she wearing a mask in her own car by herself? Does she think, where does she think she's going to catch the virus from if she's in her own car? Well, exactly, more to the point of why does she need a mask? Like, I think there's a lot of, like, misconceptions about, like, how the virus is spread. Like,
yeah.
People think, like, wearing a mask is the only way to protect you, so far from what I've learned. But in your own car? Yeah, but also, like, yeah. Yeah.
You're in the car, you use the steering wheel. You stop the car, you wipe the steering wheel down. Why? You're the only one in the car. You're the only one driving. Okay. Everyone has their own work about this virus.
Whatever makes people feel good at the end of the day, but I don't think you need to wear a mask in your own car. I don't know.
It's a little crazy.
thought it would be this long to tell you the truth.
Yeah, nobody did. Everybody thought that we'd be fine by, like, the summertime.
Now we have to see what happens next.
Yep.
We've got two weddings that have to be planned. We have Brookings and Benjamin, and we have
Connor and Alyssa. Oh, so many fun events we gotta get to. We gotta get the vaccine.
I know. That's what I wanna have fun.
I know. I know.
I mean, they're opening up the wedding thing for 150 people. But if I have to have 150 people at a wedding, or I have to go there, and they can't even dance or anything, it's not even worth it.
They're opening up weddings to 150 people where?
In New York.
What the hell? Okay, like, people aren't going to do that. Like, that's just, like, not going to work. You're just going to, like, make more super spreaders. Like, unless the venues literally have rapid tests when you walk in. But they would never do that because they cost a shit ton of money.
Ugh.
Wow. I don't know. I think I would just wait to have my wedding. Yeah, you can't dance. I guess you could dance with your mask on. I mean, it is like, yeah, like, I want to get, like, a matching mask, like, for the wedding I'm going to in May. I think I want to try to get a matching mask, like, bridesmaids, like, people who make bridesmaids dress, they should make, like, matching masks with, like, the same material. I don't know. My friend Marina is getting married. Third time's... Oh, wait. How many times did she plan it for? Oh, no. This is only the second one. Oh, no, wait. This is the third date. Because she had... I don't know. I think she had... She was going to get married in September, canceled it. Then I think she had a date. I think she got the venue closed down that she planned for May. So I think she got another venue with on the same weekend, but different date on the weekend, but... Oh, yeah, I have to get the dresses again. I forgot about that. Yeah, I guess it's the same color, the green. Yeah, I'm just going to order the same dress again. But I didn't know if I should keep it because you can't return it after, like, 30 days. And no, I don't think she's... No, I think she's going to keep the color. So, I think I'm good to order the dress. Ugh. Oh, gosh. No, they don't do that because some people order the bridesmaid dress like a year in advance. Yeah. I'll be fine. I will. It was Hunter Green. No, not to match him. He can wear whatever he wants. No, we don't need to match masks. Yeah, he always matches his tie to what I'm wearing, kind of. Like, I don't know, he has some system. He's very into his, he's very into his wedding attire. Scott. Well, I mean, you know, who knows how long it's going to last, like.
I can't let fans see it.
Yeah. Who knows? Well, any last thoughts before we wrap up? Oh my gosh, how oh gosh. Yeah. I'm over the snow. I think the snow should be canceled. No, I don't want that. I'm gonna pass. Yeah. Nope, gonna pass. Pass on that. So, nice talking to you, Grandma.
Oh, well, thank you.
Stay safe. Stay safe. That's what everybody says these days, you know. Stay safe. Stay safe. Stay home if you can. That's what they say. Oh, great. So exciting. No, fun is canceled. Fun is canceled. It'll be fine.
There'll be no fun.
We'll be fine. Yeah, I'm still having fun. Yes. All right. Oh, yeah. No, I'm going home. No home tonight.
Oh, okay.
All right. I don't know. I might work a little bit. I don't know. Like work a little for a little while. All right. Bye.
Bye, honey, love you.
Love you too.